Hey, how cold is too cold for you to go outside for a walk? If it's raining, for example, do you tend to stay indoors, keep warm? Or would you still venture out? What about going for a swim in winter? I'm not talking about in a heated pool either. I mean out, like way out, in the open. Some people make it a habit to swim in open water all year round, no matter how cold it gets. I think they're crazy. For Life Matters, Erica Voles spoke with some hardy souls on both sides of the bay in Melbourne who swim outdoors all year round.
So this is what it sounds like when you go for a swim and the water is 10.9 degrees.
Oh, well, yep, that water is frosty, I've got to say.
Wait till the water starts going through the wetsuit holes.
I think it may have just started happening. I'm going to stick my head underneath, so you reckon neck first, huh?
Oh.
Whoa. That was basically just like an icy blast from hell. It felt like going down the back of my neck. Ooh.
But why would anybody willingly do this? One Melbourne woman has spent thousands of hours swimming outdoors in all seasons.
Hi, I'm Jan Tozer. And I'm a member of the Middle Brighton Baths and Iceberger, and I'm 79 years old and swim throughout the year and have been doing for a long time now, 30 odd years. I had neck problems and I was told that it would help if I swam, and I've been doing that ever since in different places, like in Noosa for 7 years and Sorrento for 3 years, and then back here, and I've been here now for about another 14 years, I think.
And how often do you swim?
5 days a week.
We're sitting right near the beach at Brighton, and I don't know if you can hear the wind on the microphone, but it is really cold. So you've swum in lots of places around Australia, you know, warmer climbs.
Much warmer climbs. Noosa was so beautiful. It was quite funny, though. The locals gave up in the winter because they were freezing, but it was still 17 degrees. And with us, we swim, it's 8 degrees here when... and sometimes, occasionally 7, but coldest is usually about 8. All your extremities have to be covered in cold weather, like cold water like this, like gloves, helmet and cap. And at this temperature, because it's only about 9 point something today, I couldn't swim without those. So that makes a difference.
But you don't wear a wetsuit?
No. It takes so long to get in and out of them, no, I just couldn't be bothered.
So for the uninitiated, hypothermia is a bit of a thing to worry about, isn't it?
Yes, we had someone who had hypothermia here just last week. He probably stayed in too long and then went into the steam room and then became disoriented, I guess. Went to hospital, but then was back in the cold water the next morning.
And so it's about 9 degrees. What keeps you in the water, particularly in winter when it is so cold? Why is it such a constant for you?
Well, I'm going to be 80 in 6 months' time, and I don't feel 80 at all, and I really thank the swimming for that. It's hard work. I do 4 different strokes, and it's not just a leisurely little swim, and it's healthy. It's just so healthy for me. Once you've swum and you're in the steam room and you have your shower and whatever, you're so invigorated. I feel fantastic when I leave here. I love it. I really do.
On the other side of Melbourne, at Williamstown Beach, there's a group of open water swimmers called the Williamstown Mussels, and they swim together all year round.
G'day, I'm Tim Dowling, and yes, we swim at Williamstown every Saturday for 7 years. I was starting to ocean swim, and there was triathlon groups, which were great, but I, you know, just wanted to form a non-competitive group that swam every Saturday. So put a notice up at the gym. Originally, there was just me sitting on the beach by myself. Then the next week, 2, next week, 3. Eventually, we now have regular 800 members on the site, and over summer, 120 turn up at once, which is great. Over winter, we have a regular core group of 50 people, and every Saturday without fail, there's always someone here having a swim, yeah.
I imagine the thought of swimming at 11 degrees, 10 degrees is going to be fairly off-putting for most people. Can you explain what gets you into the water when really, I mean, that quite frankly, that's really cold.
The first 5 minutes is the only bit that hurts a little bit on the cheekbones, but if you transition yourself into it, don't just, you know, not swim from December to July, then hop in. But if you're in every week from all year round, you actually don't notice it much till about July. And it's when you hop out of the water and you realise you're not, you know, talking as well as you could. It feels like you've been to the dentist. Then you know it's cold. And I still wear a wetsuit from May until November. So others don't wear a wetsuit. So I'm lucky that way.
And Tim, can I ask, how old are you?
I'm 52.
I understand that you've had open heart surgery. When did that happen?
I've had that twice, and then they just monitor for another time later in life. Yeah, it's a general problem, so it was just a valve, and it's been fixed up twice now, once as a youngster and then as a young teenager as well, and then you just go back every 6 months for a checkup.
And what impact do you think open water swimming has on your health?
Oh, it's fantastic. I haven't had a cold for a few years, so I think it builds up your immunity between here and the lap pool. We know a few cardiologists and they, you know, virtually tell me, you know, just keep on swimming. It's really good for you, great for the vascular system. And they say the swimming's, you know, basically what's holding off the operation.
This is just a fantastic experience, you know. This is like a high, a natural high. Once you're in there, once you've spent 10 minutes in the cold water, suddenly you have a sensation all over your body that's unlike anything else that I've felt. Hi, I'm Jason Bryce. I'm coach at Williamstown Lifesaving Club, open water swimming coach. I'll spend the first 15 minutes getting in thinking, what am I doing? Maybe I should just turn around and get back out and have a nice cup of coffee. Then I'll spend the next 45 minutes not wanting to get out. Seriously, you start to get a feeling where you don't worry about the cold anymore. It's a feeling like you're alive.
And so when you're taking someone into the cold open water for the first time, what do you need to be really mindful of and what do they need to be really mindful of?
Okay, well, cold water swimming is a whole different kettle of fish. It's very, very difficult to jump in the sea at 10 degrees if you're not used to cold water swimming. So you have to get in very slowly. You have to put your hands in first, not holding your hands out. You have to maybe do a bit of breaststroke to start off with, because putting your head in the cold water can really lead to brain freeze, we call it. There's been plenty of rescues here at the beach of overconfident people jumping into the cold water. Breathing is really hard when it's really cold.
All right, so I've just put on the wetsuit and that was kind of a workout in itself, actually getting it on. I mean, I'm cold now, so I don't know how this is going to go, actually getting in the water. And there's quite a group of people, about almost 10 people, I think, about to go out. So we're going to have a bit of a splash around and see how we go. All right, so I can feel the water kind of...
The cold water is just kind of starting to circulate around my bottom.
Yeah.
starting to shiver.
Yeah.
This is really cold.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm supposed to be putting hands in at this point.
Go slow and breathe. You warm up once you move. Yeah.
All right,
so just stand still for a sec. Let yourself breathe.
So at the moment,
breathe out.
I'm kind of... I'm basically hanging on to people's arms to kind of, you know, stay afloat. All right, so I'm actually going to try and go for a swim. I did, you know, I should say I'm not the world's kind of greatest swimmer. I swim about a kilo. Okay.
That is the hardest 100 minutes I've ever swum in my life.
Because I just feel like the body's not working.
You'll find on the way back to shore, you'll feel actually really relaxed. Yeah. It's just that first 100 metres does feel strange, I think, for us all. But it just, feels so much better the next 100.
So we're going to head back in?
We shall.
Going
to put your goggles down?
It is a beautiful day. Wow, so we're almost back at the shore. My feet are very grateful for being able to touch the ground now again. I still feel pretty cold, but it's undeniably exhilarating. I feel extremely awake. Oh, wow.
Well, we just got out of the water and I am still pretty cold. I am going to go and have a shower. But I've got to say, Pip, you're kind of just standing there with a towel casually draped over one shoulder. And I should say that Pip was kind of holding my hands just as I was out there in the bay. You look like you're born for it.
It's been the weirdest experience to sort of, it's like I found something that I'd been missing. It just feels like something that is so normal for me to do. My name's Pip Grummet. I'm an open water swimmer, live in Melbourne. Been open water swimming for about 18 months now.
Is there sometimes part of this about you just got to keep on doing it, keep on doing it, otherwise if you stop, you might not want to get back in the water?
It's not about whether I would get in or not. It's just about how hard it's going to be. So if I leave it a week between swims, it's going to be harder than if I do it every, you know, do it twice a week, for example. Part of what I really love about it is the mental challenge of actually overcoming what could be put down to primal instinct, what could be put down to, you know, social conditioning. One of the things that I actually focus my thinking on to is just the very simple sentence that goes, who said cold was wrong? It is actually the power of making choices as to whether you wish to indulge an emotional response or whether you wish to choose to acknowledge it without surrendering to it.
I think I was indulging in quite a bit of emotional response while I was out there in terms of this is really cold and oh my goodness. Tell me about the health benefits that you've perceived in yourself for the past 18 months you've been doing this.
But there's the overall health benefits of I'm fitter and stronger now than I've basically ever been in my life. I'm in my early 50s, I'm a retired opera singer. I was not the fittest person on the planet. In fact, I was basically a couch potato a few years ago. So the pure physical and fitness benefits of it are really obvious. I manage a few mental health issues, we could say, which have included hospital stays, a lengthy round of therapy, particularly after the last episode, major episode, medication, all of those sorts of things. And the open water swimming has allowed me to find a way to balance all of that in my life and maintain my own control over it. I have no objection to swimming in the pool. It serves a purpose and it allows me to keep up my fitness levels. When you're swimming over marine sanctuary in open water with a community of people who are so astonishingly non-judgmental, you don't focus on how many laps you've done or whether you've done, you know, enough or whatever. You focus on the beauty of what's there. So the pool swimming's great. The ocean swimming is where my heart is, I guess, is the easy way to say it.
That's Pip Grummet. Pip's one of the members of Williamstown Mussels that swim at Williamstown Beach all year round. And she was speaking there with our very own intrepid reporter, Erica Voles.